When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Double Elvis.
Two decades after closing, and while only being open for 6 years, the Elvis Room still looms large in the minds of the music scene locals. You know the way New Yorkers moon over CBGBs or Angelinos breathlessly tell you about the heyday of the smell. The Elvis Room was once the beating heart of the region's incredible music scene in one of America's oldest states. Like the king, it is long gone, but its legend still lingers. And that's just the way it goes in small towns, where dedication runs hot and efforts to uphold the scene are interwoven in what comes after. In this town, they know what stages are worth, what they represent, and what they can become. And that is why the legend of the Elvis Room hangs around, beckoning, saluting all the scenes and stages and troubadours that come next, drawing you in to the center of the seacoast town. And you don't know it yet, but once you visit, you're never going to be the same. Johnny Winter No Show. B.B. King just turns on. The New Hampshire Boys, Steve and Joe, have gone beyond, doing it for life. Unlike Buddy Guy, who has decimated the riff bat with one hypertonic note. Lead on, lead on. New Hampshire, Sonic Youth. Back when Portsmouth was founded, 1623, 400 years ago, making it one of the oldest cities in America, it was the only coast that the settlers knew about. And it has that feel of original America, even if we all know that's not where the land's history starts. Portsmouth is the anchor of a small but mighty music scene on the eastern seaboard, or the seacoast as they like to call it themselves. Maybe it's the biggest little city in the world. With a population of over just 22,000, it's definitely in the running. But even the propensity to name itself the Seacoast lets you know how this insular region feels, sure of a defining factor that separates it from the rest of a gigantic East Coast. And they're right, you know. Before anyone was here at all, the sea was already chipping away at the coast, becoming part of the atmosphere of this land. There's so little separation between the water and the dirt here that sometimes this area is called the Mother of Rivers, a true tributary of America. Like water was born here and nothing else. It was built on the river mouth for a reason, designed to be a true port city and fishing settlement for some of the very first Americans. Portsmouth is New Hampshire's oldest settlement and its second oldest city right after Dover. That means 17th and 18th century houses are still standing, looking out across the water, sentinels that remind us of all the good and yes, all the bad that went down way back when. Another landmark, the 1855 North Church, still looms over downtown's Market Square. And there's Prescott Park on the waterfront, with its fair share of boat docks and gardens lining the river's edge. Not a lot of places have parks with docks in them, do they? Even stranger, to an outsider, is a submarine. The USS Albacore is run ashore in a park and turned into a museum open to the public. All these bridges and ports, docks and ships of all sizes and kinds, they're as common here as bikes and cars and freeways in other cities. Actually, for most of the 20th century, Portsmouth was a center for the building and repair of submarines, and since 1971, it's now the only place American submarines go to get repaired. That sounds like a subject for another podcast, though. Don't go listen to it yet. Submarine Hospital, though, I do want to put that out there as a band name for a punk band out of Portsmouth. In the meantime, here are the names of some of the best real bands to emerge from both this city and the rest of the seacoast.
Ladyland the Beekeeper, Nate Baldwin, The Bruisers, Fly Spinach Fly, Gigi Allen, Groove Child, Connie Converse, John Spencer, The Queers, Will Sheff, Wild Light, Savoy Truffle, Assembly of Dust, Mandy Moore, Dreadnought, Brokey Field, Thanks to Gravity, Hemi Kuda, Scissorfuck, Choosy Mom's Funky Dance Carnival, Gandhi's Lunchbox, Heavens to Murgatroyd, Adam Sandler, and The Shags.
All that water, all that traffic from the river and the sea, that's what's built this town into a place where musicians like to come. Portsmouth was the state of New Hampshire's first capital. It remains its only seaport, meaning people were always coming in and out. Freight was always moving through. This was a happening place, so it remains on the tour route of many musicians wandering up and down the seacoast because, well, some things can just be chalked up to habit. But habit begets culture, and there's constant music shifting along these brick-lined streets. In and out of the light, in and out of buildings, mixed into the full restaurants that are packed every night with crowd noise spilling out to reach the buskers who sing on the streets. It all feels a little mystical. It also feels a little bit like the Truman Show. It's a little bit perfect. This is a super tiny, quaint town with tight streets, but a little bit of intrigue is tucked between the cobblestones. Right when you start getting comfortable, something slips or shifts. A bit of eeriness sets in. Is it all too perfect? Or is it just that you're visiting? It's hard to tell. When I roll into Portsmouth to play, something sets upon me that I do like. Visitors feel like they want to move here right away. Enjoy a rich, simpler life. But is the facade real, or is it all a dream along the seacoast? Time to ground down, or maybe lean into the haze. Either way, the best way to get the lay of the land in this particular town is simply by wandering, and that is your no-cover activity for this episode. Pace through the perfect-seeming downtown and see what you can discover from the outside looking in, an activity that costs what my grandfather called a very good price. Free. You are listening to Sound of Our Town, a podcast about the music scene and the vibe and the places to go in the next town you're going to visit, or the town you're moving to, the town you just arrived in, or the town that you lived in your whole life that you never really explored. I'm your host, Will Daly. I'm a songwriter, troubadour, and I've been called worse things than that. No matter, this podcast is here as the anti-content podcast. We keep these things short and sweet to get you into the city and out into this live music culture so that you can get to living. Get off your thumbs and get out and see some live music. And in this episode, we're visiting one of my favorite towns in America, tucked up in the northeast corner, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth is split up into four main sections: the waterfront, downtown, the north end, and the west end. For the purpose of a visit to this city that focuses around music, downtown is the place to be. It is small enough to walk around in a half hour or less, and in fact, it is so essential that this activity is perfect for a no-cover spot vibe. You're worried about saving a couple bucks, the rising cost of, you know, everything, or looking for a simple, straightforward way to have some fun, this is it. Walk around a port city and feel the ocean breeze. Feel the music of the place seep into your bones. Feel the hopes and the dreams from the streets. Out on the streets in Portsmouth, it really is as if you're in a movie set. What space could be this tight? Everything is so compact as you walk along the old buildings, it's almost like you believe you're in a simulation. It's also like every other giant to small city expanding right now with some questionable architecture. But even this can't eclipse the feel of the old town, Market Street, Pleasant Street, Congress Street. These are the main drags in downtown Portsmouth, all emanating from the main shopping district, Market Square. Every left and right-hand turn leads to a new micro-adventure along these brick-lined sidewalks. Every venue worth going to in this town sits within a couple blocks radius of each other, which can be overwhelming, but it's also incredibly convenient. Imagine if every small town in America had a ring of stages supporting each other and boasting plenty of local nights while still bringing in plenty of musical outsiders. Walking the sidewalks, looking in all these glass windows of full restaurants, walk by the music hall lounge, mid-set, to see what author or songwriter is in there. Look up at the arches that lead to the grand music hall. Walking underneath them feels like you're entering a special place. And you are. This is the spirit of Portsmouth. Not everything happens indoors, on the stage, at the show. You know, a lot of what happens in a real music city happens in and around, before and after. Just let yourself be in Portsmouth. It wouldn't be that surprising to me, someone who has spent a lot of time doing just that, if you get a better music story out of it that way. Also, it's the amuse-bouche to your first stop. Your first stop is located in Portsmouth's stately 150-year-old Customs House, just one of the many examples of the city's ancient architecture that has been repurposed and incorporated into its contemporary life. Portsmouth Book and Bar is the stuff of legends. Founded about a decade ago by a collective of book collectors with successful shops elsewhere, it has become a staple for the community and a celebrated space for passionate live performances in Portsmouth. I performed there on early runs through the town, back when I dreamed of one day performing on the much larger stage at the Press Room. And it was easy to appreciate my book and bar phase while I was there. The Custom House and Post Office is a big deal in Port Town. As international mail and expensive goods of all kind changed hands and crossed the American border, that means this building was constructed to make an impression. Originally designed by Amy Young in 1860, it mixes Greek Revival and Neo-Renaissance styles, and the current space still benefits from the grandeur of its design. Lots of room, almost 3,000 square feet, airy, lofted ceilings, and original floor-to-ceiling windows. Now a lot of that space is packed out with books, a bar for serving local beer, coffee in small plates, and of course, a corner stage where everyone from musicians to beat poets to authors and DJs and comedians are welcome to come in for live performance events. It's the ideal place to not just get your bearings in Portsmouth, but to really feel like you've arrived in your own movie while being surrounded by a plethora of stories, ancient, new, and musical. Plan ahead by checking out the substantial calendar on their website, or drop in during the early evening for a surprise. There's performances almost every night, and plenty of books about music if not. A used bookstore is a wonderful way to get to the heart of a town's artistic and writerly scene. And in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, that place is Book and Bar. It's a good listening room, but it's not the listening room. Jimmy's Jazz and Blues Club is so classic, it has a thick purple velvet curtain that the band sets up in front of. It's got round tables and thick, comfy chairs that patrons can move around, closer to the stage and further away. Crowded by a table full of friends or off on their own for a night of close solo listening. It's got the flexibility, the improvisational feel that the best jazz clubs should have. And of course, on Sundays, it's got jazz brunch. If you're so inclined, you can get a full dinner service while you're listening to jazz and blues at Jimmy's, and the kitchen stays open all the way through the second show of the night. Your show ticket works as your reservation, but it's not a requirement, just an option. Set in a 1905 building that was originally erected by the YMCA, the current owners of Jimmy's, brother Michael and Peter LeBrie, have put over $20 million into renovating and preserving the architecture of the club. It is a listening room in the truest sense of the word. With 5 years of planning and redesign and construction behind the current iteration, many historic features were kept intact, like original stained glass windows, and though they no longer existed, two large bay windows were recreated from old photographs. That, plus an acoustical ceiling that floats on springs, makes this place a favorite of musicians, who can immediately hear the difference. And don't let the full bar fool you into thinking this isn't a serious place for music fans. In fact, this bar being in one of the two separate lounges is a testament to the fact that patrons can enjoy a casual conversation or head into the venue when it's time to focus on the show. Named for their father, James LeBrie, a separate VIP club upstairs is named after their mother, Ellen. And though the venue is clearly outfitted to the nines in millions of dollars of renovations, it is still family-owned by locals who desperately want to bring a world-class venue to the town they know has a hungry audience of live music lovers. But Jimmy's is a pretty spiffy affair. It's really nice in there. When you need a face melt, we have a club for that. If you've been listening to this show for a minute, then you've already heard me tell a story like the one I'm about to tell about the press room somewhere in a past episode. It's the one where the emerging musician, a tired troubadour from the road, accidentally creates a working circuit in a badly wired room. By becoming the conduit and touching his lips to a microphone and his fingers to an electric guitar, all hell breaks loose inside your body. In defense of the press room, I was electrocuted at the old one, though. This venue has been newly renovated, with over a year spent repairing, renovating, and making improvements while staying true to the spirit of the place. That's all according to their website. When you are a venue where people regularly go to get their face melted, to participate in the grandiose, loud, and epic practice of loving the huge wall of sound that live music can and will provide, well, repairs are a necessary routine. Back in my books and bar days, the press room was the dream stage. This place, it's been a staple in Portsmouth for more than four decades for a reason. It's the spot to get a live music fix. Even the venue itself notes that as much as they're proud of the building, the physical space, particularly with all the updates, it's the community that makes this place special. People turn out for shows at the press room. It's where they want to see old favorites and new emerging players. It's where they want to go, whether it's a rainy Tuesday or a crisp Saturday, full of excitement and potential. You will see the coolest music kids and artists from the scene attending shows here. So for those of you who love to be on the in spot, this is it. And with good reason. It's got the history to go toe-to-toe with any venue in town. As the longest-running bar, restaurant, and live entertainment venue in downtown Portsmouth, the press room takes the crown. Opened in 1976 by journalist, musician, and folk music lover Jay Smith, who the venue's website also describes as a quiet philanthropist. The 50-year history of the press room is a testament to his initial commitment. With only four owners over the course of five decades, and all of them independent parties who have run it without the backing of a major music industry company. This is one of the few rock clubs in the country that's really for the community, by the community.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
So imagine if you've seen a show or two already, or you're just wandering around the city, you're maybe overdue for a snack. And I have to mention that in an episode about Portsmouth because this city's got eats. This is a seafood town, and like any good sailor town, it also has a lot of beer. It also has a killer bakery, which doesn't have to be linked to the working class or the seacoast. I guess it just exists in all its 4 a.m. fresh bread glory. But for a seafood fix, stop by the Franklin, known for its raw bar with $2 oysters and usually 8 to 10 varietals on at a time. But obviously it's oysters, so these types are subject to change at any time. They are the freshest in town, and it comes with great views. What's not to love? And if you can't get over the whole raw oyster texture thing, come here and pick up some of their grilled oyster offerings. The farm is served with bacon jam and cornbread crumble, and it'll help almost anyone get over their shellfish sensitivity. Can we have a music town if it doesn't have a long-running festival? Portsmouth has one, but it's not what you think. Now entering its 45th year, the Prescott Park Arts Festival is decidedly not like the mainstream music festivals you've seen popularized over the last two decades that packs a bunch of Billboard chart one-hit wonders into a 30-minute set at stages that trample and defile whatever grounds they're hurriedly erected upon, leaving heaps of trash behind that will one day end up in our ocean. That's another podcast, I'm sorry. Prescott Park is a move that is decidedly against the Coachellification of live music. The arts festival actually includes over 80 events spread throughout the course of the summer, every summer. Instead of VIP wristbands going for thousands of dollars or traded behind the scenes by corrupt industry moguls or vapid influencers, the festival includes family in need passes. It runs on suggested donation models and has programming that's devoted exclusively to children. It's a festival that's truly built to serve its community and is passionate about getting kids out to live music in hopes of showing them that this is something worth pursuing and supporting in their own life. When we say it's not like other music festivals, that's what we mean. Hosted annually at Prescott Park, a waterfront area that includes 10 acres of flower gardens, walkways, seating, grassy areas, all designed for public use and recreation. If you're in town for the summer, definitely make it out to one of their concerts, or film screenings, or other musical events. However, if you're not visiting Portsmouth during the summer, there's another place you can go, similarly focused on community and art of all kinds, and that's 3S Art Space, which play host to both visual art and live music. Though it is located in downtown Portsmouth, the 3S Art Space feels a little bit outside the jam-packed venue region. It makes a great stop because it's the kind of place that embraces both music and visual art, so you've got multiple mediums to get swept away in. The music hall itself is smaller than most music halls, but in Portsmouth, it's gigantic and anchors the whole city, tucked right into the heart of the downtown corridor we've already made you pace through, and where most of the venues worth visiting are located. It's the big fish in this little pond. It's the best game in town. It's the reason the rest of the seacoast will happily drive an hour or more to see Elvis Costello, Band of Horses, or Nico Case grace its stage. I've been around, meaning when it comes to Portsmouth, and I've played there twice. Once in a festival where I played from the floor up to the audience, a trip in and of itself, and once during the pandemic to about 30 people. That show was supposed to be outside, for safety reasons. Everyone spread out. But it rained hard enough that it all moved inside, with the trust that everyone would sit separately from one another in the building. It was one of the strangest ways I've ever had to face an audience in recent memories, but it was magical. And still, even with the restrictions and last-minute changes, just being in there was magical. It's an 895-seat theater, clocking in at just under 1,000 or so. It originally opened in 1878 as a vaudeville theater, and even throughout renovations, the spirit of its Victorian beginning lives on. These days, it's a thriving, local nonprofit, incorporated as the Friends of the Music Hall into a 501c3 in 1987. More communities could and should save their best historic venues by operating them this way. There's a secondary venue back through the archways and across the street. It is known as the Music Hall Lounge. It's much smaller, about a tenth of the size, with only 120 seats, and it used to be a black box theater. Over the pandemic, like a lot of venues in Portsmouth, they did a high-class renovation, turning it into another of the city's best pure listening rooms. It feels brand new, but also classic, with seating that's elevated, going from one side of the stage and wrapping around a beautiful wine bar. There's an electric fireplace. Some people sit on couches as well as tables, and you kind of feel like there should be a cigarette smoke clouding your vision, and thank God it isn't. If you ever get a chance to see a show at the lounge or the hall itself during your trip, drop everything else and go. And in fact, my last show at the lounge, people did just that. They had flown into town and looked up what was happening and came in. These are the kind of rooms that carry the spirit of American music with them. The care with which Portsmouth has embraced preserving this historic place, this temple of live music, is something every city with a live music scene should emulate. And since we've now covered all the best stages in the city, the only place to send you now is for a brief walkabout in the country. Have you ever seen a show in a 17th century barn? Since most of this episode has been directing you to wander around a few block radius smack dab in downtown Portsmouth, which is honestly a fairly obvious plan, it makes sense that we take you somewhere else for that hidden gem. And by somewhere else this time, I'm going to suggest somewhere that's not even in Portsmouth. Radical, I know, but the goal of this show, in many ways, is to stay radical. Plus, as we mentioned a couple times throughout the episode, Portsmouth is part of the larger seacoast scene, and one of the cities that is an intrinsic part of that realm is Exeter. And the venue in Exeter that anyone in the world would recommend you check out, if they've heard of it yet, is the Word Barn and Meadow, which is pretty much as close to exactly what the name says as almost any venue could be. But here's a tagline just in case. A gathering place for language and song. Now, with everything from live music to workshops to poetry and fiction reading to wildlife and wellness demonstrations to theater to food events, the Word Barn is a true artistic community hub in every sense. founded by Ben and Sarah Anderson about 8 years ago, the Andersons, who are self-proclaimed music fanatics and promoters, and poets and teachers, transformed an original horse stable from 1695 into a live music venue. They also make my favorite chicken soup for the artists in the green room, or maybe they just did that for me. I hope all the other artists get the chicken soup. And I'll let them describe it because it's perfect the way they put it. With impeccable acoustics, inspiring setting, unique interaction with performers, and a combination of seats, stools, and balcony, it provides a superb community gathering space centered around quality events. Even better, closing their indoor stage along with everyone else during the 2020 shutdowns led Ben and Sarah to get creative. They transformed another portion of their farm into The Meadow, an outdoor venue that's now become just as popular as the original barn. During the summer, it makes a great alternative or addition to barn program. There's only one thing you need to prep for your trip to Portsmouth. Though other materials may exist, they are rated moot once you've watched this documentary, In Danger of Being Discovered. It's a 2011 film about the Portsmouth music scene in the 1990s. Perhaps you've heard of a couple of the bands mentioned in our musician list at the top of the episode. Perhaps not. But once you watch In Danger, their stories will live on in your mind. Obviously, we've established throughout this episode that Portsmouth has a vibrant and thriving music scene now. But in the 90s, it was so strong that some people were comparing it to the grunge explosion going on in Seattle around the time. Though the scene never quite hit the national zenith the way grunge did, In Danger of Being Discovered is a retrospective look into what was going on with local bands in the area, what was happening in the local music scene venues, and why musicians we've never heard of were selling 60,000 copies of their demo CDs. With one in every 10 of the local bands being courted by a major label and sold out shows, it seemed like this scene was one hit away from stardom as a whole. But then, it never happened. This doc tells the story of those who almost made it. And damn if that story doesn't sometimes hit better that way. If you're a music head and you're planning to make your way to Portsmouth, or even if you're not, this doc is required watching. Pop it in before the trip and you'll feel like an expert when you pull up to the town that doubles as the mother of rivers. Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a picturesque waterfront town that sits right on the border of Maine, is in fact so close to Maine that you can shoot over the Memorial Bridge and leave New Hampshire altogether in less than 5 minutes. Which is to say, Portsmouth isn't a city alone. That it is instead part of a larger whole, sitting at a crossroads between states, between the river and the ocean, between land and sea. It is a place of betweens, which makes it a perfect place for the troubadour or the wandering artist. Musicians, the ultimate betweeners. Portsmouth is also a city so small, it might not even count if it weren't for the music. Whether it's summer, a glorious mess of golden sun and long shadows in a seaport town such as this one, or winter, when it can be pretty biting right off the water, the roiling crowds of Portsmouth don't know how to stay home. This river city is always flowing, the biggest little music city in the world, maybe. Now that I've stepped into its stream, it's impossible not to return. Maybe that's where a bit of the magic surrounding this place comes in, rising like mist off the headwaters. That's what draws artists here, and it has so for ages. Maybe it'll draw you here too. Maybe it already has. Well, welcome to New Hampshire. You might not know it yet, but you're never going to be the same again. And one more thing. What is it about small towns and their music cultures that keep them so healthy? Big cities, they lose track of their music vibe sometimes. They get a little too confident in the history that they might have, whether it be Boston or New York or Chicago, Kansas City or Seattle. They can afford to let a decade or two go by until they say, oh damn, maybe we need to focus on this because people don't want to live here. The rest of the culture is struggling because we don't have a thriving scene. Well, it's the small towns that know this year in and year out. Without the arts, They can't even compete. And they know it. It's intrinsic. It's obvious. It's right there. And I think that is what Portsmouth exemplifies so well. Well, there you go. Episode 10 of Season 2 of Sound of Our Town, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We did it. Sound of Our Town is a production of Double Elvis and iHeartRadio. It's executively produced by Brady Sadler and Jake Brennan. Production assistance by Matt Bowden. This episode's head writer is Caitlin White. Sound of Our Town is written, produced, created, and soundtracked by me, Will Daly. You can follow me anywhere you follow people. Just spell Daily, D-A-I-L-E-Y. If you want to hear more of my music like you've been hearing in this episode, you can just search me. You know how to do this. I'm not going to tell you where to go, what platform. I believe in you and your thumbs and your ability to spell. We're going to head off to the next city right now. Two more episodes left in this season, and then we got some special stuff lined up for next year. What I really appreciate is all your reviews, all your shares, and all your kind words as I'm traveling around. I'll see you out there. Thank you for your ears. It's got the flexibility, the improvise. It's got the flexibility, the improvise. It's got the flexibility, the improvisation now. And it'll help almost anyone get over their shellfish. And it'll help almost anyone get over their shellfish sensitivity.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.